Another guilty is, my guess is that it was a Gavi character. So it was in the Mikirche, so it was Pasakirche. And a third shot, I would, whether it's guilty or just a shot, a third shot in the Rebbe is that the Rebbe distinguishes between pouring water in the Mikirche intentionally or unintentionally. So in other words, here it means, even if they splash it directly, but she didn't intend to splash it. They just walked normally, you know. When soldiers march, they gallop, you know. So, but they didn't intend to pour the water. So it's only covered. So maybe it's not considered chowed by the physical yellow. When is it considered chowed by the physical yellow? No, only when it's done, they cover. That's a big cover. Now let's see if it's done, the kikh is directly. But if it's done, shalom tamoneh, it doesn't become show how it is. Oh. Anyway, but I just mentioned that from the Ramo it's mashma, like the Bach, not like the Mesiose. Now, but there, the Mesiose would only say that a little the shita of the Rash, not a little the shita of the Rosh, not a little the shita of the Rosh. Alright. Now, so according to the Rash, the Machlokes between Rav Lezer and Rav Yehoshua is, according to the Rash, in the Mishnah of Sadat and Kami, the Rish Adav and Nagvon and Smal Omari, we have a three-fold Machlokes between Rav Lezer and Rav Yehoshua. One Machlokes is an old Machlokes. In other words, whether the green smiley between the apostles and or not. So, because of that, a blessing requires that there should be a green smiley in the mitzvah and the very outside. Another machlokes between a blessing and Rabbi Yeshua is on the question as to whether I'm sure Habikura is effective or not. And Yeshua says it is effective, and Rabbi Lezer says it's not effective. But then there is a third machlokes, is according to the Rashi, between them and Yeshua. Rabbi Lezer says that even if it is a Yeshua, and even if there is a released water already being shown in the mikveh, the very outset, the mikveh is not completely empty. So he can only resort to the method of Yishvei Hakalkani, but not to the method of Yichve. But what Rabbi Yeshua says that he can even resort to the method of Yichve. Why? So that's a third machlokes according to Rashi. What's the machlokes in regard to the question as to whether we can resort to the method of Yichve? So according to Rabbi, you cannot resort to the method of Yichve. Even if it's in a shomim, and Chofar also will be supplied by rainfall, and even though there is a release water in the very outset, he still cannot be shaken. He can only be shaken. Why? Because according to Rabbi Lezer, so only Shira constitutes a shock. Shira Sakan Kami doesn't constitute a shock. Only Shira and Shira Sakan Kami. Why Shira Sakan Kami not at all? It has reference to the case where it's killed according to Rashi, where he's keeping it and coming over here. So first it spills on the dark, and then it drips down into the mikveh. The answer is because insofar as the regular Amshok is concerned, so it has to be at least given tvochim away from it. And here we're not dealing with a case where he pours everything, given tvochim away. But Shvira Zakan Kami is another form of Amshok, even though it's not three tvochim away. So only Shvira Zakan Kami constitutes another form of Amshokhe. But Shvira Zakan Kami doesn't constitute another form of Amshokhe. Whereas according to Rabbi Yehoshua, even Shvira Zakan Kami, it constitutes another form of Amshokhe. And some melee, even though it's not three tvochim away, so it's still Amshokhe. So we have a three-fold machlokes between Rabbi and Yehoshua. According, according to the wash and the Ambat Pshat. So we just have two machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. One machlokes is now both agree according to the wash and the Ambat Pshat. So both Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua agree that here it's not real show. It's neither show on the basis of show is a free, nor is it show on the basis of how it is a sort in the case where Shiva can come. So then we don't have any show. It's not show publicly, why not? Because the subjective element is lacking. It was he said that he can come, but he shall have an arm. So it's not show degree, they according to Reza, they according to Rabbi Yeshua. And then, this is Yagodo, the third reason, this is Yagodo. Why? Because when the water, even though the water is filled into the mikveh directly, he breaks it like this, and then it immediately spills into the mikveh at the bottom. But since the water doesn't come to the mikveh to care for them, but in the force of gravity, that's not his job. And the person is made it. He made it to be sure that when the water comes to Hasoras Kea Hamea by removing the obstruction that does not allow the force of gravity to act. So that's not his job. The other means we came. The same way the horse says in Davi Shchita, that even though it's considered, Hashem Asir HaLumiya is considered Maizro, Biyotai, but Shchita it is good. Why? Because it requires Kei Adapta. This is Yalodah means, if it comes into the mikveh through Kei Adapta, through the force of the person, not if it comes into the mikveh, even though it comes directly, but through the force of gravity, it comes through the force of gravity, not through the force of the person. So that's not his yellow. That's the reason as to why that Yeshua says, when Jesus, when Jesus, why does the Rebbe say, if anything is shami, so it's all sad. But it's only Mutter if it's Yeshua is shami, or only if there is only the Rambam and the Rosh Hashanah say, or if there is a mute mind, with Chiva the very outset, because with the Rabbonon, it looks like shami. Mishima Esai. In other words, anyone who sees that a person breaks the contact into the mikveh, and the mikveh is completely empty, and all the water is supplied by the Shiva's contact, he will not be such a problem, and he'll say, it's all right to dump water directly. He will not understand the business why we are mattering. So because of Marasai, the Rabbonon is possible, unless there is a tahubes of the chum and the water that is supplied from the Shira Sakatan. So that will take away or eliminate the marasari. So people will not say anymore. So we have all. That's one of things. And then another machlokes is, can you do it on the chum? So Rav Lezer says that even if it is a chum, but you can only resort to Shira Sakatan without the chum not. And the Yeshua says, you can even resort to Kriya Sakankamitu. What is Machlokes? Now, he doesn't spell it out at all. But the Machlokes apparently is on this question. By the way, and the court, we have to remember that according to the Rosh, so when the Yeshua says, the king of the Kankami, so it means he has referenced to the case where the Kankam stands mamish in the right position, mamish at the edge. At the edge of the roof, and then by being there, so it spills directly into the mikveh, directly into the mikveh. It's also kosher, according to the Yeshua, according to the Rezana. Why is it kosher according to the Yeshua? Because even if the Kankan stands in an erect position on the edge of the mikveh, here is the wall of the mikveh, here are the bottom of the mikveh, and then he inverts the vessel like this, and then it immediately spills. So all the water goes out into the Mikve by the force of gravity. So that's why, even though it's not directly, and let's say, we gather it down the bones, so the Gemara says, whosoever is a hurricane, he's reachable. And then, he had an heaven in his lap. And then, when heaven didn't fall, why? Because he had the 2 feet together. But the moment he spread out his feet, so the middle of heaven fell, and let's say, a person was lying on the floor, and it hurt him, literally. So he's high out of glory. He's higher than one. If the shire is, because whether it's a Peshaya, not a Peshaya. But if it will be a Peshaya, so then it's higher without glory. So it's considered his mice, even though the injury did not take place as a result of the Kea, of the Odom, but only as a result of the Asura Samnea, and the injury took place through the stone fell from the force of gravity. So, still the Odom, in view of the fact that the Odom removed the obstruction, the Kea Samnea, so the melee is considered his mice. But, it's not Kea Gavka, so the melee is not his yellow. That's the Shikia of Kavishua. And why is Rav Elazar Hilik? So we have to say that's the Machlokes, that's the second Machlokes, according to the Rosh and the Rambam between Rav Elazar and Rav Yeshua. Whether Asor, if it's done directly by Odom, by the Asor Askeah Hamunea, but the water falls by the force of gravity, whether that's considered Jesus Yavodom or not. So according to Rav Elazar, it is considered Jesus Yavodom. So the Mele, if he inverts it, so then he pours the water directly to the Mikve, even though the water falls not through the Kea Odom, but through the force of gravity, but since it's considered as a mighty in the island, as we see from the Mele in the Lokamet, of Hoysel, Nahum Zechekia, the Yavodom of the Shochot, so it's higher. He's hired to pay, so it's not considered common, sometimes it's considered physical odom. But you sure should be is not. In order to be considered physical odom, it has to be come to the mikve through its kea, not through the asoras kea. Right, so that's it. Now, the rash, initially, bitit, shamayim, tzokin, al gabon, madbirin, Rabbi Yeshua, u'chadreser, madbirin, Rabbi Zahir Madhul Mitra, Rabbi Yishuel Shemadhul Mimari, Madhul Miti, Umiu Yisabuk and Islamic, Lahashun and so. Even Rabbi Zahir said that when the teat overflows, when the water overflows the teat, the mud, so that he cannot be mad with the teat, only the mighty, but he is made that in newt of mud, suppose you have the mud together with the water that he floats above the mud, it's up in total to Mepsa, but chopal, the water itself constitutes only chopal also. And the other uteso, nantiso, is constituted by the mud. And then he will be taken away killing in the water, just exclusively in the water, that floats above the mud. So Rav Elazar also made it in the Tefillah is a good Tefillah. When does Rav Elazar say the Tefillah is not in the Tefillah, if part of the Tefillah, let's say, will be immersed, will be submerged, will sink in the mud, then according to Rav Elazar, the Tefillah will not be in the Tefillah. But if the whole Tefillah or the person, let's say, the child, will be immersed completely in the water that flows above the mud, so then even a blessing will be made there, that it's a good feeling, because that's how we could out that while a mikveh cannot be constituted exclusively for mud, but it can be mitzvah. Even if one gets the wolf of the mensor, the chobal of so, consists of the water. Which means something starts by asking the mensor, in a room, this is very common, it's okay. Titani, the kitzah, the mensor, but they will be also a thriller. ומי הוא ביטון חסקי ראשון, באתי הוא בנימית ושיפול איתי, איתו יאוצו לא יקריא לו, ואיזה יחיד יח, Your Hanami could have your portion. There the Gemara in Sukkah, we learned it last year. In the Gemara in Sukkah, the Gemara says, there is a Machlokes Rashi in Pesach. It was exactly the Gemara, but according to Rashi, so Tochis Nigidu, Tochim Abi, does not possibly care, a Tochim Nigidu, Tochim Abi, but the one who sleeps under that Tochis Nigidu, Tochim Abi, is not the Mitzvah. In other words, it is Mitzvah, it is Yahweh, because of the Awakha Bobu, so mainly it is Mitzvah to the Sukhi. But anyone who sits mamish under that Abiy, that is good for him wide, that will have for him wide, is not easy. So the Gemara says, we shouldn't be amazed at this paradox. And it's Mitzvah, but it cannot be easy. Monashah, yes. If it's Mitzvah, so we should be able to be easy. If you sit under it, if you cannot be easy, if you sit under it, why should we be Mitzvah? So the Gemara mentions as a Moshe. As emotion. Not that it's the same thing, it's not the same thing, but the Gemara mentions as emotion. Teet, hanide, mitzdarev and mitzorba, people will also kill it. We find it on the place also. And something else. In other words, let's say the mud that is together with the water, so it's mitzdarev and mitzorba. Let's say the water only has a volume of 21 so. And the 19 soa supplied by the mud. So if it's valid, it's a kosher mikveh. But if somebody is taken in the mud, so he will also be killed. So here too, the koch is mikveh with koch and abdi. So it's valid to the suke. But anyone who sits there, he is not becoming to suke. When you begin to spill a shon, but people may be mikveh, she could be killed, but you also be killed. That's how Rashi explained it. So how can the Gemara say, when the Gemara is asked, how is it possible that the Adya Pochus Begimu is Mitzvah to the Sukhi, to the Shio Sukhi, and Hayoshi Shom is also Lord, Lord Kiyen? So the Gemara says, Titani Mitzvah, according to Rashi Pshah, Titani Mitzvah means, Bahakim Mitzvah to the Sukhi, also to the Mitzvah, to the Hanani to the Adya Pochus. And the mocking should be sorry, we will actually, but the shot, if Bakil was a tree, is not that if someone is stable, exclusively in tea. Of course, that goes without saying, exclusively in tea. So it goes in tea, so you cannot make a sugar that way. But the shot, that Bakil was a tree, and the mocking should be sorry, we will actually, as if the violin was so common, the Lord also knows. The Lord also might feel, in other words, even though there is a machlokes between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua, but even according to Rabbi Yeshua, that according to Rabbi Elazar, so the body of the person or the giver has to be completely immersed, exclusively in the one. But if, let's say, one portion, one piece of the giver, or one finger, or one toe of the person is submerged in the mud, even though the rest of the body and the rest of the giver is immersed in the water, so according to Rabbi Elazar, so the tefillah is no tefillah. According to Rabbi Yeshua, the tefillah is a tefillah. But suppose he will immerse the keleh completely in the teeth, even though the teeth is only constitutes 19 so of the mensah. So then he would have Yeshua would be made that the tefillah is not in the tefillah. The machlokes between the brethren and Rabbi Yeshua is in regard to the case when the body of the person of the keleh is submerged in both. So according to Rabbi Yeshua, we also the keleh. It has to be immersed exclusively, completely and exclusively in the water that flows above them. But if I say one toe of the person is sinking in the mud, and the rest of the body of the person is completely immersed in the water, so then it's way also a tefillah. According to Rabbi Yeshua, it is also a tefillah. But suppose the whole person or the keleh is completely submerged in the teeth rather than in water, then it would have been Yeshua will be made there. That will also a tefillah. So this is what the Gemara means there. So the Gemara says, the law É um irmão que tinha sabe, eu relaxo, muito mais não sou como nós hoje. O Psaskos, que dizia, tinha que esvorrer, sabe, com que a gente, que não está ligando, dá o que a mim, e me cate, com a mesma quinta, com a marcha, e me crê mais no que é, mais no que é, no diz, em marcha, e na dois, com a marcha, e me crê, what is marcha, e me crê? Mó, que? So, is, so, e, e, com all of so is what? And if you take so, it's more. So it's fashion in the clear. So it's fashion in the clear too. I mean, the Kehani, they had to be the cabbage. You're the rabble. You're the rabble before they are baking. In the water of the Kehani, they can go on the Kehani, so he had to make in the course of David Sayyidin. David Sayyidin, so he had to make 10 separate Kehani, the diamond of life. So, suppose the big here, I'm not clean water, I mean they have mud too. So it's all right. It can be too. Just as the mud is installed in the Memson and Mikle, so it can be installed to the big here as well. Mashaikim Gamutua Sedalim. So you have to pour every smile on the dalim in order to remove the Tumas Sedalim. Suppose you don't have a divine smile exclusively of water. But let's say you have two-thirds of a divine of mind, and one-third of a divine consists of blood. So then you cannot use that kind of mind from the Tosila. This is what he said. Copia should be touching without the end touching of a joy, or ashram, the ashram here will be second ashram. In order to be fit, for the peace for the Tosedan in the last, who pours the Mutama, he removed the tea, Tamide, Heredon, he the poor sheikh of the chasing men who are to his family, being the poor sheikh of the chasing men who are to the Kanami Mashley, the Hashke, the Shopi Polish, the Rabbeya, the Rabbeya, the Abelos, the Shapanui, the Maslisi, the Nokachiune, the Nokachiune, the poor sheikh of the chasing, wait now. שמו פעם הנה שיעור את הנה תנו יהיה בהוכה תור את המים ומה עושה לנו בחי שישה ובעלי שישה או, זאת אומרת, this question is, here we have the מחלק את הנועים what is the criteria why we determine as to whether a certain kind of teeth is liquid enough to be considered with the meat otherwise, so if it is, it has a certain degree of liquidity so that it can but suppose it's so viscous and so thick so then that it cannot even be pushed into the mouth of the audience so what a scheme so then it cannot be considered as mild to be so that in the nature so how what degree of liquidity does it have to have so one time it says one thing another time it says another thing but over there, the Mori Zvokhi doesn't mention any of the criteria mentioned by the Tanoi in this Mishnah. It mentions a new criteria. How come? Poor Sheikh Kham Shishiman. In other words, if it is liquid enough that the poor will agree to drink one, that means that it has a sufficient degree of liquidity. But that's not even mentioned by any of the Tanoi. So he says, Vashri Hishomi, כהן שיעור את רבי ירבי ובאבולזר ושתנוי מסניס ובקשור את פורש שכו שזמנו אותם ושמו כהן שיעור את הרבי תנוי בוח את הוואי את הים ובאר סובה ובחי שיצה ובחי אין שיצה נבואז בין שי יכולים למה הזמן בין כל הפורשות so he says so the Rash says that actually the sheer the basic sheer is which defines the sufficient degree of liquidity is the fact that the pole will be shaken. In other words, if it is so thick that the pole will never agree to drink from it, so then he doesn't have any liquid, even to make it so. But not that there is a machlokes in its ears. How liquid must it be in order that the pole should agree to drink? Just as the taste of human beings vary from person to person, so the taste and the drinking habits of porridge also vary from poor to poor. So really, the question is, there are some porridge which are very sensitive And the relatively thick, if it has a lot of mud, substantial quantity of mud, they would never agree. They prefer to be thirsty, to remain thirsty without water, rather than drink this kind of muddy water. And as some poets were not too sensitive, were not too particular, you see. So the question is, so in other words, the basic criterion is portion. But the question is, what kind of rapport are we talking about? So that's the Machlokes. But they all refer to a certain type of rapport that he is willing to drink. That's what it is. We look at Shuri Porsche's name, it's not Shuri Porsche, 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 it's not Shuri. So this doesn't vacillate for Tvile. So then it doesn't, then the Gemara means that the behavior rejects it not because of its thickness, of its viscosity, but the behavior rejects it because it seems nothing. So that doesn't vacillate for Tvile. But if the behavior rejects it because of its substantial thickness and viscosity, so it's not kosher Tvile, it cannot be in Tzumeh. Then it means if the behemoth rejects it because of its substantial thickness, so maybe it doesn't tell it in the liquid, so it's not the mashke, so it cannot be in Tzumeh with the money to have it in the mashke. Alright. If you hold this, be a little bit in the sun. Rabbi Yashvesh, in Simon, I hold this in a car. The people are still back in the shop, and here they are shop, we teach them. Now, I don't want to start the next Mishnah because that will involve us. But we should go over the next period. The next period, come Tuesday, we should go over. There's no reason why we shouldn't go over. The whole period, Shishi, come Tuesday. And then, in a few minutes, we'll start the Mishnah. Now, our mission is, we should go over and go over. The Ram mentions the Mahatma of Shalom and Bushi and Mubiti, but I won't say Mangrovi, but I won't say Roy Mangrovi. Now that should not be confused with the Shalom, whether a Kim at Nandeim is the Kim at Nandeim. It's the two representing antithetical situations. The Shire of the Kima Tandem is the Kima Tnayana has referenced the case where the Tnay was discarded, but they not the training of the Baal. That's it. He says, we opened the Tan, but they said it. And then he didn't come, so the Tnay was discarded. But why didn't he come? Because he became sick. So, the Mahalikim between the Mikhan and the Shwakis in the antithetical case, the opposite case. If he said, but the Mahalikis is in Bushi, suppose he gives his Mikhanisha, and he says, I will Mikhanish you on the condition that I give you Mosaitis. That I give you Mosaitis. And then he tried to give him a scientist, but he was prevented. He couldn't give him a scientist. So there was that is his situation. In other words, the denial was not fulfilled. The denial was not fulfilled. But he wanted to fulfill it. So we had a machlokes between Rabbi and the Shwakish. The Shwakish says, Unsek Mandor. And Rabbi Yechanan says, Unsek Mandor. So actually, it's nothing to do with the Shalom. Whether Yishtainis, or Eitainis has reference to the case where the Tnai was fulfilled. The Tnai was, you should give me the Reshes, if I don't come between now and 12 months from now. And he didn't come. But why didn't he come? He wanted to come. So the Tnai was fulfilled. But Machlokes Rabbi Yechanan Shwakish has reference to the opposite case, where the Tnai was not fulfilled.
And he wanted Gopur. And he wanted Gopur. And he wanted Gopur. So what is that in the act? What there is a matter? Now let's see the motion in the Ram. He mentioned the Yoshalmi. The Ram, the Goyim of the Exclusion Edition, is that okay of Dalek in the region. And it's the ninth one from the end of the Rome. Unigen Kadish Al-Nai, Vinenas, Vinodikim Al-Nai, Motsoti Shayah Lukubov, Yerushalm, the Fiat, Rabbi Vishim Abir, Sitra Sibin Kah, Amor Klan, Klan Baplan, Klan Baplan, Mikadish Lohan, Klan Baplan, Klan Baplan, Awinas, Litilo, Mikad, Klan, Klan Baplan, 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 Klan לא נפלא שהיא קולו מבשמה מלאודום על אדם ואני אצא עוד בנפלא צריך לו שם מלאים של סגים ספקית מאוד הרי אני יודע שצרו יעונה שאיתם מוכנסה לזוץ יעונה שאיקלים סיסחו מילי פלא אני נדלת בדי סי חוסים יאו סיבן פייפו to one month period but suppose he stipulated that in Kabishu and I'm asked that I should begin to do this naturally with 12 months and it's wrong now that of my means I really have to do this with a national for home design so the essence of need one we also need one in the city of the Allah too you know it is and then he wanted to begin the circle he wanted to give up a sign to use he wanted to do everything that he stipulated but he was just prevented, he was an old. So that is the case of the case here in the Gemara Exodus. Because the case in the Gemara Exodus represents the situation where I was discovered the ladies. Here we are talking of the situation where the fly was not fulfilled. But he wanted, the Kaddish wanted to fulfill it, but he was an old. So the Bikhana Maru say Imam Yodi. Since he said, I have been there, I'm not sure if he said, so, that the technique will have to train me, or I'm not sure if I'm a science rules, and he didn't do the science rules, he wasn't getting sure, so that, true, he didn't do it, because he was an honor, all right, no one is in prison, no one has any kindness against him, the fact is that man was not his man, so he didn't have to push him in the heart, that he had no man who said, he came under lawyer, שינוקי שמע נצי כמנדו אבל אני זה בשביל נוקי שייך צפו אלה יוסי נפלים לבית קיסרי לא יהד לו כו שעדיין זה בשביל נוקי who says that unse is kimam di omni omni so then there is a problem and let's suppose he doesn't show up to give him the signs just to kill himself now but we don't know maybe he won't get to show up and give the signs he was in the game. So she shouldn't forget what should she do? So in other words, in order to avoid problems, come to his questions, so he should be advised that at the time he is stipulated tonight, so he should spell it out that in case I don't show up, even if I don't show up, because I'm sick, I can't, because it was not within my control, but So then, when you are not home, so I have no thanks against you, you will not be considered married in good ashes. But if he doesn't spell it out, so then, for an only set of relationships, maybe he did want to come. So the money will pop. Here's the level of inventory, you are not home. The Gekhan and Kadoma, Pokat will bump it. The Elton, כרבשים, כי שם עולם בעצם אחר ונצגר מכבוסם ונמצאו בוא נעבור עם המזלת לרוצים באו רבי כאלה אני was convinced that he is right but because of the possibility that a certain person might be finished for children of the Shike and then we declare the children in המזלת in other words, so in Savoy, before he died, So he mentioned in Savoya, even in his daughters, that he mentioned he mentioned to his daughters that in case they are overtaken, they are faced with such a problem, they should be machia like the Shlomish, because actually the Shlomish is a machia. Rabbi Yechanan is a lady, because according to Rabbi Yechanan, so he doesn't show up to give him a sign to say he came because of the meaningless, so she's not there. According to the Shlomish, she is not there. So in other words, according to the Shlomish, she is not there. Because when you say Iman Gola, that means that she has to remain in that Gola. I mean, that is that the husband doesn't show up. So, and we know that the reason is why he didn't show up, he didn't do the sacrifice, he didn't come to the cancer. It's because of the meaningless, so it's considered Iman Gola. So she is precious. So he instructed his daughters before, his dear, that they should be marked by the Shlomish in order to avoid problems, even though he had no sleepiness. He was convinced that he should be right. But, let's say, suppose if his daughters would not be gracious for the Shlomish, and something like that will happen to them, so something like that will happen to them. And somebody will be encouraged there, one of the daughters, and say, that within 2 weeks I'll be back here with you and I'll give you my sign suits and I will be kids. And then he didn't come back. And we know of course the name is in his family. So according to the internet, she didn't have married with anybody else. But suppose she will not be finishing for the sheep of the story. And she will not be finishing the sheep of the story. She will follow up the sheep of the story. So she will marry someone else. And then she'll have a child with the other husband. And then he basically will show up. And then basically will be machia like the Shlomish. Then the shyness and the status of that child that he's gonna go ahead will come up. So that basically will pass through the child in the mountain. But so even though the Yechanan was sure that Aloha is not like the Shlomish, but he didn't want that his daughters should be subjected to the possibility of another person who will be should pass through the child of their head without a husband in the mouth. So because of that he said, "What problem is you better be a patient for the sheep of the Shlomish, even though I don't agree with the Shlomish, in order to avoid complications and problems. So you better, as far as you are concerned, you should be chenchish for the sheep of the Shlomish." So, you can also need to work on the mamzeres, who must not even be hot. The children of the Lord, who are the darling, who must not even be hot. The Chimas Gemar, the Shlimas, you have to be accounted, she is in the Shlomish, the Dibbing, the Nisibarish Shlomes, Vachaname, Unsegiman Yogi, the Dibbing Soba, the Lord Dome, the Hosom, the Rishis for the Shita of the Shlomish, the Kodak of the Mountain, the Abadim of the Shlomish, the Lola Doche, you should be Hoshon. Ero, Shemo Yom Yubeh, the Mitzvah to the Shlomish, the Yazi Kenro Kim, the Kodera Shes Lerishim, the Yorokish of the Rishis Shem, the Yobeh of Neil with the Mamzeres, our Nita Haki Rishim, the Hoshon. Many times, my father had to his life with child in Mitzvah. Outside of New York, or outside of the United States, I mean some child. So, and there are some rabbonim who apply great humus in regarding words. In their rabbonim in general, they apply great humus in regarding words. So, and my father didn't think of the, didn't approve of all these humus. But when a mikveh had to be set up, my father always fasted that they should not set up a mikveh in such a way that according to certain rabbonim, whether it's way more or Italiano or Hungarian or will pass. Because then it will be mitzvahs, you know, and it will, it's confusing to machlekes. So in other words, a mikveh has to be used by everybody. So since it has to be used by everybody, so we should follow up all the shit. Not because my father was reaching for that chicken, I mean, but in order to avoid problems. So that he was the reason as to why Rabbi Yechon. So he instructed his daughters before his tefillah that in regard to themselves, they should be chashish for the shita of the shlomish. Not that Rabbi Yechon himself was chashish for the shita of the shlomish. Because maybe there will be a bezin who will pass like the shlomish, and then as a result of that, so he channeled that, that the daughter of Rabbi Yechon will have only for the mouth of Chas V'Shalom. So because so this is what Ram says. So in the Allah is like Rabbi Yechon. The Abu Dhabi Tadoma put out the bomb to the Abu Dhabi Shlomi. We go over the Ochre. We should be Choshre. El Oshemo Yobi Bezdin the Yizda to the Shlomi. He has a penalty in the Nesha's tradition. The Yoch is a Dushi Shem. The Yobay of Neil in the Mamzeh. And we need to have Dushi the Choshespa. The Choshespa. So, so the Allah is like a bit. Now, the whole Shiva Kubetzes, the whole Shiva Kubetzes, here in Sukkot, he discusses the case of the non-Kimatnai, the Vedas. Now, our Gemara in Sukkot is discussing the case of the Kimatnai, the Vedas. Whether it is considered Kimatnai or not, something that I say, not. The very appreciators in Rote because of two misfortunes. So that's a case where there was a Kima. But the Rosh in Kubetze discussed the case where there was no Kima now. Where there was no Kima now. So the Rosh says, Vilu Koromana. That's the word said. I want to read it, I'll read it from the Heskes, the Dalza. Vilu Koromana, in Bosi Tehidu Kodeshes. Vimenez, the word born. That's the case. So, you shall. Gozu di Brehaka, it means. Bafilu Begidi. Likula, Ben Karimage, Ben Vatra. The Afro Gabi, the people are getting shot, I'm the Swiss Kutsis. After all, and before the Oma, we was in the Nenas, we go with the Hakarinis. She keeps Shin's battle, after she's Shin's battle in the Hemis, where to the name of the Hashimale, Kinu, where is battle? Did he call Kibarim in the sky? So the Lord says in the Maposhit, Baby Dushin, Baby Gim. Baby Dushin, Baby Gim. Suppose, now by in the case where the Pnai was in the sky, what the Hemis, he said he was bossing. We come along again. And then we come because we can say, not because we fell down, or like that, and we can slap down. But, and really, he became sick, all of a sudden he became sick. And he didn't come. So then, so neither I say that there is not how, because it came at night, but it is not the came at night. It doesn't, it's, so according to the first motion, it is a kimatnai, for the second motion of Kove, it's not a kimatnai. And we pass it by the first motion. But suppose that Nai was a reti kikeir in Bosi, we come, but not again. If I do come, and then we know that if I come, just good. He says, good, now, good. Stand up. So, in such a case, dice il presente. So anyway, so and the answer we should say that it's considered as a dream at night. So he says, Abu Hoche, behold your man, he was a dinamis, the reform is in the happiness, she gives him his battle, our vision is battle with the highness, let the name of the Hashim of the Kiyo know his battle, he called what he made in the sky. So in other words, so he doesn't preach him a great deal with the Maria from the Shlokish, but he says it's in the Loposhim, they wish, that Unsei is the only commander, like America. Well, everybody asks for the reckoning because whenever there is a magnetic phenomenon in the Shlokish, so the Aloha is like a reckoning except in a few cases, you know, in what is mentioned. So, this is not one of the few cases. So, but he doesn't even mention the magnetic between the Aloha and the Shlokish. But, obviously, he knew the magnetic between the Aloha and the Shlokish, the whole, but he passed it like Rabbi Yechanan. The Ram also said that was like Rabbi Yechanan. But there is one Chiddush in the Ram. I'm sorry, in the law. According to the law, so when the Shlokish says, he said the word came under your name, it applies not only to Gushin, it applies to Gushin also. Why? Because the reason is why we say Gushin and like Mandomi. Because how can we apply the concept of Amsach Melepapte to say that because he's in a rose, so even though in tears he wasn't the kind of life, he should be considered as if he was the kind. Such a thing, he cannot say, but now it's as normal, so it's not attributed to her. As her act, as a godhead, it's a mechanical act. She's hopeless, everything. She doesn't, she's not having no munching, and she's completely hopeless, and she's not a fatas, fine. But could anyone say that if somebody is a one who could not feel in a certain way, so it's considered as if he could not feel? All right, he's not a chente, he's popular, he's not nevesh, but to be considered that as if he could not feel, how could anyone say? So maybe they say, should we say that when he stipulated now whether it's intuition or him, he wasn't become a one day, and he didn't come, but he was another, so he wanted to come. He tried. He did his utmost. But he didn't get, but his time was not his time. So remember, in case of pushing, she's not Mikodeshes. In case of giving, she is not Mikodeshes. She is not Mikodeshes. This is what the boss says. This is what the boss says. And the ritual says the same thing. The ritual is serious. Says the same thing as law. However, from this coming pushing, it's much that the Ram distinguishes between the nine of Invosi or Yakim of Masan Zeus in Vishi and the Gnai in Yidin. In other words, the Machlokes between the Yechon and the Shvokim is in regard to Gnai in Yidin, like that, in Vishi. So there, we pass to Asha Yechon that the Kimat Gnai, that a non-Jim at Naive, a non-Jim at Naive is not considered as a Jim at Naive. We pass to like a Rechon. Mashiach came by Gittin, it's Mashiach and Israel, and Israel can go on the before. By Gittin, Yidne Kontra Rechon, in Dushin, who says that in Sedevoi Jim at Naive, but by Gittin, such a case, would be considered Jim at Naive. That's how it says. Look at the Washington Ram. So he said like this. Umashmali did hope. Repshinim the Lokish in Damelo in Gavin Shumasne. In the Bosse. The Ripaski Madre Shne Masse. You have Shibakam the Shinsu. But, so the Ram himself draws an equation, makes an equation, and equates the case of the white person in Kabbalah the day. And he didn't come because of an illness, with the case of him was in Kamalama day, and he didn't come because of an illness. But it's opposite situations. It's opposite situations. So remember, I said last time, that one should not should be on God, not to confuse, not to equate this shire, whether it came at night, the illness is considered it came at night, with the shire, whether we say, I'm going to keep my body. Because the two shires have reference to antithetical situations. So I said, even though you'll find the machine you do it well, the right machine never liked it well. But we have no right to it well. But we see. So the law and the law, they distinguish between the Shaila discussed by the economy of Shlokish and the Shaila discussed in the two Shailas of Hobbe. Because the two Shailas of Hobbe, so in reference to the case where the Nai was this time of but the Machlekes Chedek and the Shlokish has reference to the case where the Nai was not in this time. So then, the Hose is, I mean, it's more true than what the Hose is, what the Mikva says. And the Rivosh says the same thing, the Mishnah Malach, in the Kedalot Mokas Mekire, mentions the Tshuva from the Maram al-Ashkia. So the Maram al-Ashkia mentions that the Rivosh says that the whole discussion in Gemara is in regard to the case with the Tnai was this, but they, so then, the Reise, and the Reise level, it's not the Matrachim. The Rabbanon, by Gittin, and by other things, it's not Gittin. So, since on the Reise level, it's not the King of Nine, so the Rabbanon level, it's also not the King of Nine. But by Gittin, that don't change. You are excused. But he came, if the Nine was not Niskanim, but because of the major Nine Niskanim, then it's there, eternally, it's not considered the King of Nine. It's certain that he gets a time, even by Get itself. The Rana letter, he says, the reason is why the Shin the Lokish says Utsik Mandom by Dushin, because he equates Dushin with Derech. The implication being that by Derech, he would have been able to agree that Utsik Mandom. Utsik Mandom. And what's the idea? That by Derech, he would have been able to agree that Utsik Mandom, because we see from the morning to this. In the case of Karenze Gitech in Mikvosi Mikam, in the Asya Mikam Rabbi Yehi, and it's past the Mavre, so if not for the Takone of Tzmures and Kutzes, so we would say that there is a time saving, that it's not a Kimat Nai. So the Mele, Ishloki says, but we should also the same way, if the Nai was not this kind, but because of the illness, it should be considered. Kimandomi, it should be considered. Why? Because by getting, it should be considered the Kimandai. So here, meaning the Nai implies, Mameshi spells it out in so many words, by implication, that in case of the get, the Vilkan will agree that you insist Kimandomi. But the Shloki, the Vilkan says, only by get to insist Kimandomi. Machine came by Yushin Unse's work mandali. Whereas Rishwokish equates Yush will get. But the question is, why does the Ram say that by get, everybody will agree that Unse is mandali? I mean, it's just it's a theoretical cases. There, the Gemara says, Surah Dar Beis, that I'm in the Reise level, if not for the Takonim, which is the Jews, in the case where he said, Parizit Gitech, and Moibos in the camp, Vatlan Gay, and Moibos was this time, but because of an illness, so it should not be considered to have not. It should not be considered. Why? Why? Because, how does Rashi explain it? Because Wadalus has gone, what kind of failing does Wadalus has gone for hell? And he of Noim, so he said, Ranaro is Asiyoto implies not only that the Naran also Shenenso is not to be punished. It implies that Shiroto Mishalei was talking about the Rabe, Shiknata Kakas. It's, even though the Maisi is a simple, but it's not her act as a gambler. It's an incredible act. It's like the act of a stone that is hurled down by wind on the head of a person, and kill the person. So you say that stone committed an act of Kutsiha, you wouldn't say that. It's in a kind of way. So if somebody does something later, the act itself is a simple act, is a nice affair, true. But it's not attributed to her as a doubt. You cannot say she was misunderstood. She was misunderstood. And then this was performed on her, and she was like a stone. So in the middle, in other words, the Lalu Sashdor implies that any act that he's done, the Ines is not considered as a nature of a God or as a God. It's considered a mechanical act committed by head. Even the God itself is in the gather of a head. So, and by knowing that it is, that the Hawaii's Hakimian is based upon the Himat, neither the God, not upon the fulfillment of the contingency in the category. So that child indicates whether it now was this kind, but they, even though it was this kind, but still a Himat, now is like it. But how can we say, conversely, that when Nai was not this kind, he did give us angels. So that is considered this kind just because of the moment? All right. And any act done by Yahweh, Beines, is not considered his act as a God. But an act not done should be considered his act as a God. That's certainly not. I mean, this is a proportion. So, why do you say that it's walking in great usual day? And then Rabbi Yechon says, no. Rabbi Yechon is about the Loibon. Those of Shinatomo Tomu Elot Bey, in the Novigami, shall be Yaber of Nai the Rotsi. Alvei Nes Loi, Avroche Shinichi Nesadesh, it's only that you know, how many is that in the Nasimini? So there is only one possible Pshat in Rami, the Rami the Shikos Eri, so that there is Mahloike between Rashi and Yom Sudes, and the Rami the Dog in that Rosari, why we say that, I mean, the high selection, a Kim at Nai Beindes is not a Kim at Nai. Rashi explains it on the basis of Nahal Zahidon, but the Ram explains it on the basis of Wundi. So it's the Ram which it was, it's not on the basis of Nahal Zahidon. So the reason is why we know in Shulish that they say that the Kim at Nai Beindes and the high selection is not a Kim at Nai. It's not because an extra Beindes is not attributable to the person as a Gavre, but it's attributable to the person as a Hecht. So, no, because that's the only when the person mentions a certain man, so he makes the Hawaii's contingent. He's confident that Hawaii's should be contingent. Hawaii's, Hawaii's, whatever the Hawaii's is, he makes it contingent upon a certain mindset that he expects to do or not to do. So, the wounding is when a person makes a certain halis contingent upon a certain mindset, he doesn't mean whether it will be fulfilled or not. Whether he'll do everything within his control to do it. So the same slot that we say, under Israel, even by the that the Kim at Nai Beindes is not the Kim at Nai, why not? After all, what is that? What is that? And the Ram rejects that slaughter, that longness of there has to be a Kim at Nai by the God. As long as it's the sky, it's the sky. It doesn't have to be a Kim at Nai by the God. Even if it's fulfilled in the mechanical way, but it was fulfilled. Some may wear the get you to come. But when he said, if we open the camera one day, he meant, if I will be able to come, if voluntarily, the attain, I will not come within the 30 days. Then he should be precious. But if he will be willing to come, and will be prevented from coming, so in his mind, he should be treated like he came, because that is his ultimate. And it's the standard that when a person says in loyal way, he doesn't mean in loyal way. If objectively it will be realized as a mechanical act of will, but if I will voluntarily, not force. So the same slogan that we say in Gavi Gates, where we say in word of a Lamgay, that it doesn't mean in word of a forcefully, but in word of a voluntarily. So in the case where it says, in a day, Lord Hussein Zeus, takes place in Italy, he also agrees. If I really voluntarily do everything in order to finalize a giving of messages to you, that's what he meant. But if he will do everything to realize this giving of messages, but beyond his control, he'll be prevented from doing it. So his intention was that it should be considered as his gift. On the basis of Bhutanet, you can equate a Kimatnai, a non-Kimatnai Venus, with the Kimatnai Venus. Because the question is, what is the Bhutanet? And the person says that if I do that or I don't do that, he means if I do that, you're saying it. And when he says if I don't do that, he means if I refrain from doing that, you're saying it. So that's why. So that means, according to Rav, since we say in regard to the case of the Kimatnai Venus, that it's not a Kimatnai, what in the basis of Bhutanet, because the person mentions the same Kimatnai, he means the same name. So the same Bhutanet applies to the case where he says, if I do certain act, he means if I try to do it, not whether he does it. Whether he does it or not, that's beyond his control. His control is only to the extent of doing everything in his power to finalize the doing of that assertion. That's what he meant. So maybe it should be considered, since he tried to come and he was answered and became sir within 2 weeks. So that means that his now he was misguiding. He should be the best. He should be there. That's the score of his watch. But the Gihan says no. When is there such a meaning when someone stipulates nine halins, it doesn't require the mutual consent of both? That's a meaning. Gihan does not require the das of the wife. It's only the thing about Yash that you cannot divorce the wife against the husband. But we have to call to the of the Torah so we can indulge in Shimon Kor. So Melee, since the Chalitza is not, does not require the mutual consent of both families of the Nidalish and the Nidalishes. So Melee, the Wunden means that when he stipulates it now, he means the Wunden means if he stipulates it now, whether it's it now if I don't come, or it now if I do come, within 30 days. So it means in either case, if I don't come voluntarily, and if I do come, the money if I do come, it means if I do come voluntarily. In other words, if I do everything in my power to come, that's what it means. But in the case of Yush, where it requires the mutual consent, so then if he says if I don't come, it means if I don't come, period. And if he says if I do come, he means if I do come here. Because I know he is not a sole arbiter. There is another party. So anyway, since it requires the mutual consent of both parties, so the washing of the tnai is to be construed in a very strict way. Where the Halais doesn't require the mutual consent of both, so then we do not construe it literally. If we want to construe the washing of the tnai literally, so then we should say, literally, if we are going to apply literally the washing, in the bossing, in Kamba Rama Gay means in the bossing. Not in the bossing, you're saying, in the bossing. But, so we may have where it is a meaning of wishing, the Halais requires the mutual consent of both, then we have to construe it literally. The words of the time. Mashiach came yet, where he does, he's the sole arbiter to decide the conditions under which he should be married. She has nothing to say. She cannot negotiate with him under what circumstances and what conditions the get to the Halais. He doesn't have to ask her. He is the sole arbiter. So if he is the sole arbiter, so maybe we don't construe it literally. machine game where there are two arbiters working inside, so then we cannot construct according to the hidden intention of one party, because that hidden intention of one party might not be the approval of the hidden intention of the other party. But as far as the words that are spelled out explicitly are concerned, so then we don't have to worry about the hidden intention. This one is so anyway, that's why the Ram equates the Shire, whether it came at night or in the city came at night or not, with the Shire, whether it not came at night or in the city came at night or not. From the point, according to Rashi, she said that the Aruch Heaven, the Kimat Taibet, is not the Kimat Taibet, is based on the Ram as a Sodomo, so then we cannot equate one with the other. But the Ram, she does say, in Dom Tach of Zion, that is based upon Udenet, so the same Udenet that we can see in regard to the case of the Kimat Taibet, we can apply in the case of the non-Kimat Taibet. But the Ram draws a distinction between getting the issue. So in other words, so it follows from that Ram that suppose by pushing, there would be a Kimat Taibetness, it would be considered a Kimat Taibetness. By pushing, the Kimat Taibetness would be considered a Kimat Taibetness. If you encourage an issue, you will say, Hare Atri Kodeshesri Achsho in the Bosni Khan, take one day. In one Bosni. And then he didn't come. So, but he didn't come, there he is, he wanted to come. So according to Ram, she will be gracious. Because here, where the Halloween requires the consent of the master himself, another party. So then we come through the night that when he says we're bossing, he means in the bossing of the table. Because that's what in Becky's mind is happens. Machinki by pushing. So suppose that is in back of his mind. But it does not necessarily have to be in the back of her mind. And her task is just as indispensable for the Halisa business. So anyway, we do not consider the hidden intention in back of one's mind. Because what might be in the back of one's mind might not harmonize with the intention in the back of the mind of the each. So there we only consider what is spelled out. And according to the Mishnah of the words spelled out, he says in the possible, not in the possible saying, but in the possible. So it follows, now the Rosh is this means. The Rosh is, the Rosh says so explicitly, she put that in. The Rosh is the intro, that if the Kimat Nai is Venus, if the Nai is this kind of Venus, so then, and the Nai is by yet, so it's not considered the Kimat Nai. But by yet, there is the Dachon Mishim Tzimu is a Kutsch. So the Rosh says, but by Kutsch, there is no Dachon Mishim Tzimu is a Kutsch. So remember, by Kutsch, he says, in the Rosh, in the Kamat Lama Yeh. And then it does become the prize in sky and the ages. So then she is the delicious. And by pushing, there is no Dakon in Shusu's process. Machine came according to the Ram. So on the answer level, there is a distinction between the and the. Why is there a distinction? Because if we want to construe the knife according to the Mishnah Roshan of the words spelled out, so then it should mean it was. Not in the possible saying. But over there, since it doesn't require the mutual consent of both, so the Baal is the sole arbiter, so we don't determine the denial according to the Mishkat Aloshim, but it's spelled out explicitly. But we determine the denial according to the intention back in his mind. Mashiach by Bush, where the halais of the Bush is contingent upon the mutual consent of both, so there we cannot treat the intention in the back of his mind as the criterion, because the intention in the back of one's mind might not be the intention in the back of the other mind. So, on the mind of each, so there the sole criterion is is the words come out. The words come out, and we don't care about the hidden intention in the back of one's mind. So we have to interpret the Tnai and Kot and Nishkita Washing of the words come out. Because the words come out, you may possibly be in the bus. Not in. That might be in the back of his mind. In the bossy mission, but as far as the Mishpatalosh of the words go down, it's in the bossy, is in the bossy. Not in the bossy mission, Shahakhri Cholomov. Lakuke, where the Achmote is loving, and then he becomes sick, and he cannot come. So there is a basic Machalikis. And in two cases, in Dushi, and so there is a double machlekes, but the double machlekes really emanates from one question. In regard to this thing, that the Ram says that there is a distinction between Gittin and Dushi, because the Ram is Masha Koshin Ram, there is a distinction between Gittin and Dushi, but there is no distinction between the case of the Kimatnai Beines and the case of the non-Kimatnai Beines. Then there is no distinction. But there is a distinction according to the Hikkanen between Gittin and Dushin. Why is there a distinction between Gittin and Dushin? So in the case of Gittin, so he says, if he makes it now, that, let's say, in Etelok Zanzus, or in Mope, come, take one day, and then, take brushes. The Noyobay won't take any brushes. And then he doesn't come, but he wanted to come. He never had his power, just couldn't. He had attack, and he was confined to bed, he just couldn't. It was beyond his control to come. So, according to Rambam by Gittin, she needed brushes. Rabbi Yochanan says, the way came out the opening only by Gittin. But by Gittin, she would need brushes. But that is not. Why? Because she requires the consent of all parties. So it's mentioned in similar press. similar press in the Vishnu.
I'm coming out now in the time of 9 divisions, the worst one I'm coming. In what one divisions? Inji at 9 inch, Inji in the English. I'm coming out now because of an unfair day in there. In which kind of 9 Mahmasenis, it's Sipau, one press, similar press, Sipau, in very near. Such a critic. Because of an unfair day in there. In which kind of 9 Mahmasenis, I wish. Then, the Vishnu in the same shape. Und nicht im Massen hat mein Gewosse in der Rutsche. Er will nicht kitchen, ist kein Matnam. Und mein Licht ist wie Venus. Because, after all, he didn't spell out. When he made the cry, he met him of the sign zones. Met him of the sign zones. So he didn't say, he never said anything. The sign zones. Tiri Kodeshes. Tiri Kodeshes. And he didn't say that hero in Moyate, El Shahachel Gote, the Nye Onus, was a Shaloyate, Gamke Gimbes. He feels a lot of fun. But he just said, in every of Messiah Gimbes. So why didn't we say, truly means a lot of fun, but that isn't that of it. I mean, it's only. But by wishing to inquire, how are we going to do? So how can we can say that she agrees to everything that is in the back of his mind? Is she supposed to know what is in the back of his mind? Or I don't know. The Torah knows. But the woman is not supposed to know everything that is in the back of the mind of the Mikadesh. So maybe by illusion, we don't consider the hidden intention. Only the explicit, the words spelled out. Mashiachim by Kippur, he is the sole arbiter. He doesn't require her consent or approval. So mainly, we do consider the hidden intention back of his mind. So he said, in my request with David, though we come up in this kind of nation, if he said, we get Ahatakonis from the Yersh, then Yersh in our Koch, the who is not nigh the verse of, in our get ho, actually in sky not nigh, the Eze Mikai Matnai, the Rishayah was a Takonis of the Gershon, the Gershon, meaning Mishutsuya supposes. So it's mentioned in the Kiddush. That now the deal would be, the Ram says, first of all, the Ram was his father. So in his father, he did not accept the Chayyah of the Gershon. So when the Ram did not have reference to a case where it's impossible to regard a shishu balbor. So maybe there we do consider the hidden intention in back of his mind. But now today, we are bound by the hero and the action, so maybe he couldn't divorce her without her consent. So here she is like Yushi. So maybe according to the Ram himself, so, a Kiyomatnai, the leadership would be, a Kiyomatnai, the leadership would be the Lojiman Brothers. The Ram says that only by Bushi is the Lojiman Brothers. Because it requires consent of both. But by leadership, it is Kimandomi, when it says Kimandomi, that was in the days of the Ram, in the places of the Ram, where they were not bound by the Ram. Now that we are bound by her on the judge. So there she would be according to the Ram, analogous to Jush. And Wunse would be the working man. The Asam Achim Wahilik. The Asam Achim Wahilik and the Mishmael. When he mentioned the very reason, I think that Asam said by himself. I think I'm not sure. But anyway, if it's not Asam said by the others, but I think that Sam Sefer is one of those who is Chilik and Ishmael. And Ishmael. And for a very good reason, because Chilik and Gershon does not change the Minator of Gershon. And Gershon did not have the authority to be exactly that Gershon required that. And Gershon did not have the authority. And Gershon only enacted to impose the Chilik against divorcing the wife. Balko without a doubt. So he's not made it. But suppose he does divorce her, he'll be breathless.
Chi invece ormai bez iniziato bez tipo, so then bez iniziato chi è, so then bez you will force him to remarry. That's what we bez you will force him to remarry. But the other, if he didn't fall so like he's not valued. Of course he's not valued, he's not a nice person. He was even a hell of a yash. But the ghetto of the house, even the Behudia, the Behudia mentions a Hiddish and Hudi in regard to that, the Avani Wahid, the Behudia says that now that there's a Hiddish and Yashi, so even the Baal hands over the gate to his wife, himself, Balkoho, so he's in a Baal in the Yashi's house. But suppose he appoints a Shlach, so since there's a Hiddish and Yashi, so since there is a local Shlach in Ravina, then the Yehudi is Mechavish, so the name of the guest is not in Mechavish. And even that is a very big Kiddush, it's not so Russian. But if he hands over the guest directly to the wife, so of course the guest is Chav. So I'll begin, even now, where's the Chav of the Yehudi? So he doesn't require the kind of ritual consent. He is not there, he's not allowed to do it. But the Chavis is not contingent upon the mutual consent. The Chavis of Yerushalim now, with the Chayim of Yerushalim, is contingent upon his task. He is the sole arbiter to decide under what conditions the get should be how or not. And she has nothing to say about it. She has the payout, she has the payout in the bow with the times continued, so she has certain control over it. But the Chalais HaGereshim is not contingent upon the mutual dazzle. I mean, that seems very reasonable. I mean, the Mishnah is, I can't say that it's difficult, but it's strange. But that's the Mishnah's case. All right, we're here. I have a Jewish year, and everybody should be here this year. First of all, the Jewish year, I'll discuss, I guess in my spoon, the down of many malignities, but the Aloha will probably be relatively short today, because it happens to be the 40th year outside of my father, so I want to talk about it in a moment, at least short. So, but the Aloha will be, and I guess in my spoon, and actually, I will mention the Roman Stoics and the Rambam, the Talmud, the Talmud, and the Talmud, Allah Ta'ala. I didn't mention the Mishnah Greens in the Magna Genius, but if you can look over the Mishnah Greens and the Rambam, it's a very short piece. But of course, I will elaborate, I will explain that. I mean, that's the Allah Ta'ala, and that's what they will be about the Kabbalists of humanity.